announcement yesterday.
Yeah, let's do North Melbourne, and because we've got a lot of time for the grand final coming up.
Okay, well, Ben Buckley spoke on SEN yesterday with the boys in the afternoon, Andy and Bob, and he said that they won't be ruling out anybody based on age. Okay, so that means everybody. He said, I think his words were, we go right back to Mick Malthouse era, whatever that is. Okay, so I don't know where that goes, right back to the beginning.
You have a listen. You want to have a listen? Let's have a listen.
Yeah, have a listen to what it was that he said.
Look, we've been planning over the last week or so for some contingencies and some scenarios as to what might eventuate. The guys have started turning their mind to what that might look like. I think I heard Sam before say that a coaching panel would be established, and that's absolutely right. We are moving quickly towards establishing that panel.
Yeah, so Sam Edmund told us last week that this was, in fact, the case, and we understand the sensitivities around it, and that's fair enough, but they've got to move now, and they've got to move quickly. There's no one else in the market for coach as we sit here right now, so they can take a little bit of time, but there's the urgency around list management and trading decisions and drafting decisions. Tim, well, yep. Not so much the drafting, more so the trading.
That's right, and there's a lot of things around that as well. You know, I mentioned this the other day about the Saad thing, about the fact that he had an appointment to meet up with Rhys Shaw and that didn't go ahead. So obviously, there was no opportunity to recruit him around that, and I completely understand, you know, where Rhys has been. But these are the things that take place around a football club at a critical time of the year that you're not able to accommodate. Then you've got Aidan Corr, who's chosen North Melbourne. And what must he be thinking right now about that selection?
You got Ben Brown who wants out, but does that change?
Yeah, you got Pollack sitting there, and Pollack all of a sudden, he couldn't match up with the philosophies of Rhys Shaw. Does that give him another opportunity to match up with the next coach that comes in? When they talk about an experienced coach, and they want somebody obviously that's been around the place for a while, somebody who's going to have real understanding of what it takes to build a successful team, that surely doesn't rule somebody like a Choco Williams out.
No, it doesn't. I think he said everyone's been ruled in. You need an ability to deal with a young list. I know that, given that you've just dropped 11 off and they won't all be recycled players that are coming back in. So you need to be able to develop young talent, which I think Choco's demonstrated over the journey. That may impact if – I know Kingy mentioned Mick Malthouse last night. Would he be at the stage of his life and footy life where he wanted to come back in and immerse himself in this new generation of young people that are coming through? I'm not sure the answer. Maybe he is. But, no, they haven't ruled anyone out.
That's possible. And, the thing is, there's a coach – I was listening to this guy on a podcast the other day, Coach Mike Krzyzewski. I think Coach K they call him in the U. He's 73 years of age, Gary, and he coaches young college kids, right? But his philosophy has always been, and this applies to anybody, you talk about this age barrier and the gap between sort of an old coach and young players. It's up to you as a coach to reach out to those young players and understand what makes them tick. And that's what he says is one of the most enjoyable parts of his job still, is to do that and to make sure that you're talking the right language, you're understanding where young people are at. So you shouldn't rule anyone out because of age if they're prepared to do that. The other person that might actually apply for this job is Lisa Alexander, the former coach of the netball team. Would you, if you were North Melbourne, you were sitting there today and you got a call from her, would you give her an interview?
I'd go and talk to her. Oh, I'd be happy to talk to her. I don't think I'd be just opening it up for an interview straight away. After you've had the discussion, you might say, okay, yep, we would like to formally interview you, or you might walk away for that going, fantastic, there might be a role somewhere else, but not as a senior coach.
Okay, that's what I mean. You'd talk to her and say, okay, what is it that you think that you might be able to give and provide to the job? What about somebody that actually has been away from the system for a long time? I talk about, Gary Ayres has done a great job with a group of young players at Port Melbourne over a period of time, And the knock on him a long time ago, Gary Ayres, was he can't communicate, he's not this great communicator. I think in the time he's been at Port Melbourne, I mean, one of the things he has been able to demonstrate during that period of time is that he is a really good communicator. He is able to reach those younger players and build a team. But he hasn't been in that system. He hasn't been in the AFL system for a period of time. And, you know, we all know that things move on and language changes, all that type of thing. Would you rule him out based on that or not?
I wouldn't. I'm like, if Ben Buckley said this, I wouldn't rule anyone out, Tim. I wouldn't rule anyone out, and I wouldn't rule anyone out on the basis of age. I wouldn't rule them out on the basis of them being young, because, I mean, there are so many examples of, I mean, Alistair Clarkson is a great example. The Hawthorn royalty didn't want Alistair Clarkson. So it's this inexact science of trying to identify who's the best coach. You just got to back your system in, make sure you got the right people making that. I don't think it was the most thorough process put in place to announce Reece Shaw.
It wasn't.
So they'll learn from that. It was if that was something that they'd look back at and think maybe we could have done some more research and done some more homework and dug deeper and had more people involved, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm hearing. So they can, as long as they learn from it, Tim. I'm also told that the AFL are supportive of North going forward. There's a lot of speculation that they've got North in the gun, that they're not they haven't got them in the gun, but they don't want to see them make silly mistakes from head office, Tim. So that, I believe they're supportive. So if you're a coach, you shouldn't be scared off, a prospective coach, scared off by the fact that you haven't got the full support of the AFL. It is there, is what I am told. So it's not a basket case. It's not a basket case, but the appointment is going to be absolutely critical. So we'll watch with great interest.